The reading today is from Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 35, and it's on the service sheets. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
Thank you, Daisy. Let me pray for us as we look at this passage together. Father God, just as Simeon saw in Jesus your wonderful plan of salvation arrive, as he was waiting for you to keep your promises, Father, we pray that we too might see in the Lord Jesus your wonderful great salvation. For we ask this in your name. Amen. Well, I want you to have a look at a couple of pictures for me. Firstly, what do you see there? Do you see a woman or an kind of grumpy old man? Bob? No, it's not got. Well, Bob with a sort of face mask. No, no, no. What do you see? What do you see, Rosa? What do you see? Can you see how? You see the woman, but can you see the man? No. Did anyone see the man first? The woman first, then the man. Okay. What about, do you see a bird? Or a lion? Or do you see a tree? Or a kind of an ape and a tiger, something, looking at each other. What do you see? Do you see a baby? Or a view with a tree and two people? What do you see? See, in our reading just now, we've seen, haven't we, Simeon. Simeon was a man who was, we're told, was waiting. He was waiting for Christmas. Now, I know some of you children here have been waiting for a long time for Christmas. Some have been waiting 364 days for Christmas, particularly Daisy and Dexter. Well, of course, some are waiting a long time, but he was waiting for years and years and years. He was waiting, we're told, in verse 25 and 26. No, not for Father Christmas. No, was he waiting for Christmas trees? No, no, no. Was he waiting for turkey? No. Presents. All the things that many of us have been waiting for and looking forward for to today, Simeon was waiting for Christmas, but for none of those things. Let's look what he said, verses 25 and 26. We're told that there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was a righteous and devout. That means that he was holy and godly. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. That the consolation of Israel is a weird thing, is a hard thing to understand. He was waiting for God to keep his promises, for God to comfort his people, to deliver them. And then one day, 8 days old, Jesus is brought into the temple. And Simeon saw this baby, and in Jesus saw all the promises of God being kept. And he took him in his arms. See, what did Simeon see when he saw Jesus? Well, it's quite extraordinary. He saw God's plan to fulfill his promises. He took him in his arms. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you can now dismiss your servant in peace. He's ready to die because he's seen this baby. I wonder if you would say that today. Probably not. You see, his song isn't a Christmas song. It's an Easter song. You see, Simeon at Christmas, well, as he saw this baby, he saw very clearly Easter. And we're going to think about that today. You see, what do we see as we look at Jesus? Do we see a baby or do we see salvation? Simeon said, "My eyes have seen your salvation," verse 30. I've seen your salvation, but the thing is that he's looking at a baby. But as he looks at this baby, he sees God's salvation for all people. Now, Simeon was waiting for the king to come, the Christ, that's what we're told, the Messiah, the ruler of God, who would bring about all God's promises, who would bring an end to God's people's oppression. Simeon was looking for a person. And as he waits for this great rescue, coming with this great rescuer, as he holds this baby in his arms, he sees that. It's wonderful, isn't it? God's salvation is a person. That's why Christmas is so important. Now, look, about half of British adults think that Christmas is overrated. And sadly, many Christians do too. That's partly because people find Christmas just quite stressful. And then when it comes round, it never quite lives up to expectations or hopes. It's just not quite what we expected. So many people, they think Christmas, sometimes people just want to get away from it all. Do you know, the sad thing is I bet there's a lot of people today who are really quite glad that Christmas has been more or less cancelled in many ways. But for Simeon, no, this was great. Look again at his song. He says, as remember, he's ready to die. My eyes have seen your salvation. Isn't it wonderful? This is a good news of God that is a light for revelation for the Gentiles and for the glory of the people Israel. For Jew and non-Jew, everyone everywhere, here is God's salvation plan, God's comfort, God's rescue. But that wouldn't come cheaply. It wouldn't come without cost. See, he knows what the future will be. See how vulnerable this little baby is. He's 8 days old. They're tiny. And they're so dependent. Little babies in your arms. It's extraordinary. And just think of all the hopes and expectations that Mary and Joseph will have had for this little baby. They must have been reeling at the events of all that's happened. Just think of the people that have been through their home. You know, kind of from all these visitors that have come to see with extraordinary news. But look how the story goes on, verse 33. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And then to Mary he said, that a sword will pierce your own soul too. It says, Simeon, he looks at the baby in his arms. He looks forwards to a day when Mary's heart will be broken. But you see, that's not something to be, well, of course it's hard, it's going to be painful for her, but just see what's going on here. You see, he's seeing God's salvation plan that he's been waiting for all his life. He's so pleased to see it, he's ready to die, that God's people have been waiting for, indeed the whole world has been waiting for. And he sees it. This wonderful gift, with Christmas, it's so full of expectations. But I wonder, like Simeon, whether we need to see what Christmas is about. It's about Easter, isn't it? It's about Easter. The baby that would come, that would break his mother's heart as he would come to save God's people. You see, Christmas is about Easter. And we need to be reminded of that, because Simeon holds the baby in his arms as though he sees the one day when nails would pierce this tiny baby's hands. He would see his own people reject him. He would see the unimaginable cost as this baby growing up to be a man dies. And by dying on the cross, he would declare that sin is dealt with, that wrong is put right, death is defeated, and in this dark world, a light has dawned, a light for all the world. But a darkness that Jesus would taste and drink for us. Simeon holds this baby in his arms and he sings with joy and he's ready to die because he knows that this is God's plan and good purpose. It brings comfort and joy. Glad tidings of great joy have been announced today by our Prime Minister. Yeah, we can keep trading. You see, Simeon holds the baby and sees salvation. Now, this is the good news of great joy that the world has been waiting for, because God has given us what we most need, the Savior. The God who can put our wrongs right, and only God can do that. And Simeon knows that, and here this little scrap of humanity in his arms, bundled up in cloths, is the hope of the world, the hope of generations, your hope, and your hope alone. See, Christmas is about seeing salvation. Now, people will say at Christmas, oh, Jesus, yeah, he was, you know, an influential man. He's someone we should admire, we should respect, we should listen to. But yet, Simeon sees God's universal Savior. Simeon sees the one who changes history forever. But here's the thing that you won't hear at Christmas very often. And here's something hard that Simeon then tells us. It's a really difficult lesson for us. You see, what kind of rescuing king does Simeon see? Well, look what he says. He says, this child is destined to cause the rising and the falling of many in Israel, and be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. You see, here this baby is someone who will divide humanity. He will divide humanity into two groups. There'll be those who will rise, that is, that they will see him as their Savior. They will see Jesus as their salvation and find comfort in him and be even ready to die knowing that they have Jesus. But notice also that this baby will be for the falling of many in Israel, that they will reject Jesus and turn away from him. Indeed, it'll be a sign that will be spoken against. Do you know, at the end of Jesus' first sermon, they wanted to kill him. Now, look, I've preached some pretty bad sermons in my life, and I've had some where people have been pretty cross at what I've said. I've had some sermons where people have actually walked out. But I can honestly say no one's ever wanted to kill me after one of my sermons. But people wanted to kill Jesus. Men mocked him. At the end of his book, he'll die on a cross as he was treated with contempt, as he was abused, as crowds bayed for his blood. Mocked. God's rescuer king. There will be many who will fall because of him. And here at Christmas, says Simeon to all of us, how we view Jesus reveals our hearts. How we view Jesus will reveal our hearts. And so today, the key question for you, what is being revealed in your heart this Christmas? If you're a Christian here today, is it you can go from today think, all right, I've done the Jesus bit, tick, now I can get on with my life. It's easy, isn't it, even as a Christian, to think we're holding the baby in our arms, but actually we're holding him at arm's length. Oh, he's in our lives. He's in our lives, but he's at arm's length. He doesn't interfere with what we really want to do and what we want to get on with in life. He's there for us when we need him, but otherwise he's just on the side of our lives. Maybe if you're not yet a Christian, or if you're watching this, it might well be that for some of you've joined in that mockery and that sneering, and you've put him to one side and you've completely rejected him, and in doing so you've rejected God's salvation, you've rejected hope, you've rejected meaning. And Simeon says to you, be warned, be careful, because Christmas actually is very dangerous. Why? Because to reject Jesus is to reject God, life, hope, joy, peace, and love. God has given us this Savior so that we might embrace him as our own, and in so being gifted life. There's a lovely little story of, I don't know if it's true or not, I hope it is, of a postman who one day, was sorting through the mail at his sorting office, found a letter and immediately recognized it. It was his daughter's handwriting. He turned it over, and there on the address on the back was his own. It was his. So he opened it, and it was a letter to Santa. It was awful. Dear Santa, my mummy died 2 months ago. She began. She'd been killed in an accident. And the postman immediately, kind of tears came to his eyes. The letter continued as his daughter wrote, and since then, Daddy has been crying every night. He says only eternity will heal him. Dear Santa, please send a little bit of eternity to Dad this Christmas. And the extraordinary thing, of course, is that while Santa can't do that, Jesus can. Eternity is held. As Simeon holds Jesus in his arms, eternity is being held and offered to all. And Simeon says to us in his song this Christmas, he says, my eyes have seen your salvation this Christmas. What have your eyes seen? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, lighten our darkness this Christmas. Thank you that Jesus came as your comfort, your rescue for every one of us. May each one of us embrace him as our Savior, as the light of the world, at this Christmas time and for the rest of our lives. For your name's sake, amen.